5 is Cullman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers, Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers, Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Right. Hello, hello. It's me, Sandy, your health and lifestyle coach, and welcome. Welcome to the show tonight. I can't even believe that it is February, but we want to let you know that if you're here, we appreciate you tuning in. This is a half hour, and we like to share health and hope. And if you're new here, just know you're amongst friends and that this is a great place to hear inspiring stories, fresh ideas, and empowering conversations that will motivate you to change or continue on your own health journey with confidence. So, it is February already, and New Year's resolutions, you know, they started about a month ago exactly. And one of the things that I decided that I wanted to start sharing more of on this show is health and hope. Because if we just look at the way the rest of the world is doing things, a lot of times they are what's called oscillating. And that's kind of like taking two steps forward and three steps back, really. And if we just go with the flow, that's kind of what we get. And amongst the community that I'm a part of, we really aim at taking health to a whole new level and practice maintaining that. And we practice living these habits of health that we call our path. So I'm really honored and appreciative of my guest tonight. Her name is Sarah Brickle, and we've been friends now for a while.
Yeah.
For a while.
A couple years.
Yeah. And she is part of my healthy tribe, my healthy community, one of my definitely healthy go-to people where I know that if I'm struggling, I can share with her, and she helps me pull out of the funk, and kind of vice versa. We're
Absolutely.
There for each other, and we know what we want. We know what we want to accomplish. And but what I'm really excited tonight for Sarah to share a little about her health journey, and she's come a long way, and it's super impressive. So
you are too kind.
Well,
you know, I started this journey a few years, actually about probably I would say 5 years ago. And I was in a very, very unhealthy state. Was having difficulty walking, just having difficulty participating in life. And I'd essentially checked out of life and was unable to work, was unable to do much of anything. And then I thought the answer at that time was surgery. And so I opted to have surgery. And for some people, it works, and some people, it may not work. For me, I would say it was probably a little of both. It worked, but it didn't work. I would say more, I wasn't working it. And I was only successful in losing a total of maybe about 30 pounds. And, you know, that can be pretty, you know, discouraging. You know, it's like, I've had the surgery and I'm still not losing weight. And I would go to the gym and I would work out and I still wouldn't be losing weight. And a couple of years ago, I was introduced to, at that time, it was called something else, but it's now called Optavia. Mm-hmm. And I met this wonderful host of ours, Miss Sandy. And my life completely did a 180. And I couldn't be more grateful that I'm now down, as of this morning, 136 pounds.
Yes.
And
Woo!
Participating in life. Thank you. I've rejoined life and participating in life, and I feel so phenomenal. And it, you know, like we have talked about, it's kind of, for me, I had to create this world, this trifecta, if you will, of support around me, which included and essentially started with, you know, trainers, and shout out to Lyd and Lacey and Haley. They have been instrumental in my journey too. You, obviously, instrumental in my journey, getting that nutrition piece of what I was missing for years. And it's so simple and so easy, but having that part of my life has really helped get my journey going, and I'm so excited to be on this journey with you. And the other part of it was, you know, having the support that we have that's part of this program is all that support when I know I'm struggling and I smell the wafting scent of pizza coming through the workplace and I know I can't eat that. And so, you know, I know that I can text you and say, hey, I'm struggling here, and you're right there to support me. And that's so awesome. So I have all of that, and it's taken me years to get it all the pieces put together. But it did, and I'm feeling great. I still have a ways to go, but I know that I can make it. And that's, I think, for me mentally, that's the biggest difference, because when I started, it was so much and it was so overwhelming, and I just didn't know if I could do it.
Yeah. And it does. It really ends up being just that one small step. And when we can step back and think of it in increments like that, mm-hmm. boy, does that change the game, instead of walking through life feeling this total overwhelm of, I'm never going to get there.
Right.
And you said it to me, and it was in the past couple of weeks of, you know, this is the journey. I'm on the journey. This is the journey. And what a great attitude, and such a shift from, this is so hard, or, oh, I hate this. You know, it's just like really embracing it and having a positive attitude. And I love it. I just love it. And you have just what I've loved to watch too, is just your physical transformation has been fantastic. Being able to watch you grow in that and be able to start to accomplish things physically that you've wanted to conquer, that's been super to watch. But what I really think is my favorite part is just being able to see the lightness and the brightness, and just you have so much joy about you than I've ever seen. And I think that's one of my favorite things, is just watching you blossom that way.
Yeah. So I think my family would probably agree with you on that part, because it is very depressing, and you get caught up in just for me, it was just misery of being in a place health wise that just is so uncomfortable and painful even. And, you know, I was so unhealthy that the idea of getting healthy was just incredibly overwhelming. You know, I personally don't know anybody who had been able to lose, you know, a significant amount of weight. And I had a significant amount of weight to lose. And I felt hopeless. I felt lost. I think I described it one time as, I feel like I'm falling down the hole, like Alice was falling down the hole, and I'm reaching out and trying to grab somebody to help me, and they're just watching me fall. And what I had to come to realize was I needed to grab myself.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
And I did.
And you did. You did.
And aww. It's like, I would tell anybody out there who is currently struggling with their health that just try. You know, I was telling you earlier, I put up a chalkboard sign this afternoon that I really liked the saying of it, and it says, every accomplishment starts with the decision to try. And I think for me, I didn't realize it at the time, but I had made the decision, I'm going to try. And I think that made the difference. And I didn't give up trying. Even if I was successfully unsuccessful, I would at least try. And I just kept trying. And, you know, we've talked about it. You know, it's persistence and just keep trying.
Yeah. And that's something that I never, in my whole experience, never really did, because I was such that all or nothing person. I was either doing it perfect or I was doing it as completely imperfect mm-hmm. as I could. And that's one of the things that Dr. Anderson in the program has taught me, is that consistency over time mm-hmm. is where the real benefits come. And he often compares this journey to the tortoise and the hare. And it, you know, even if we're just making those little tiny small changes, you know, even something as small as if you're a total couch potato and you make a decision that every time a commercial comes on, you're going to stand up for 10 seconds of that commercial, mm-hmm. doing that small thing seems like it's not going to get you anywhere, but over time, something that small can really take you to a different level.
Right.
So I love that. It's just congratulations. I'm just so thrilled to see, you know, where you're going to be a year from now, not even a month from now, because now it's like, that's what I love too, is that when we figure it out and we kind of fine tune and we recognize that, wow, I really am going to be successful. Then it's just really taking aim and pulling back that bow and mm-hmm. shooting that arrow, because we know where we're going now.
Right.
And that's a big difference.
Right. And it's important, you know, like we said at the beginning, that you really do need to have a good support system, because it took me a while to get this momentum, you know, mm-hmm. And I kept saying, I didn't get here overnight. I'm not going to change this overnight. And it's, you know, about that consistency. But having that support, and once you do get the momentum going, it's like a race car. You just get in it and you go.
Yeah.
But it's important, especially if you're just now starting out on a health journey, to have that support system, you know.
Yeah. And hey, me and Sarah, we're here to support anybody that wants to come join us, because we've just found a great path, and being able to work on the mental piece mm-hmm. and those habits, that's made all the difference for me, I know, and for you too.
Absolutely.
This has been a game changer. So, and we hang out pretty much every Saturday morning at the Red Door Cafe at 8 a.m. because we take it serious, and we get in there and we get our battery charged for the week mm-hmm. and kind of get our mind right. And it's a good time to do that, because the mm-hmm. weekends sometimes can be like, oh, you know, when the rest of the world's, you know, they're kind of, if they're dieting, you yeah. know, they're dieting all week, and then they're having like a total cheat weekends and all yeah. that stuff. So we just stay the course yeah.
And I can tell you from experience, that does not work.
No.
I have gone through phases where I would work out, you know, as much as I could, and I was working with trainers, and I just didn't have that nutrition piece, you know, on check. And I thought, well, I'm working out, so I should be able to have this pizza, or I should be able to have this, Mexican dish or whatever, you know, go to the fast food restaurants and eat and have ice cream and all of that. Well, that did not work for me. And it does not typically work. And it's really not about, for me, one of the biggest changes for me was it shifted from it's about weight and being a certain weight to it's really not about that so much as it's about being healthy and living and enjoying life and being able to live life and not be, you know, stuck in a place where you're just feeling awful and miserable, and what you put in your body is going to dictate how you feel. And that starts with nutrition.
Yeah. That's a game changer.
It absolutely is.
Yeah. And until this came along, I never was able to gain consistency with my nutrition and be able to shut those cravings off mm-hmm. and the hunger, even though I think looking back, most of my hunger, the hunger is the cravings, mm-hmm. But then also there's a very strong emotional hunger there too. When I was the size that I was, and I just, it's like I couldn't get filled mm-hmm. up is how I feel. Mm-hmm. So, well, I think it's probably getting close to time for us to take a break. Maybe, Jay, are you there? Well, maybe not. Okay. Well, we'll keep talking then. Usually about quarter after we take a quick... Ah, here he comes. I kind of hear the music.
Coleman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers, Habits of Health.
Okay, I am here. I'm kind of, there we go. We're coming. All right.
Okay.
I'm kind of teaching back here too today.
Yeah, you sounds like you're doing a great job.
All right, so this is the one that's supposed to be playing. And, yeah, we'll be back in a minute.
There we go.
Y'all are doing a great job. I'll be there in a minute.
Okay, thank you.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
The third annual Coleman EMS 911 Chili Cook-Off benefiting Saving Forgotten Warriors is coming up Saturday, February 10th from 11 until 4. This event is a time where those who serve our community can come together for friendly competition and meet the people of the community that they serve. Registration fee is only $10 and open to all law enforcement, firefighters, EMS personnel, and dispatchers. Everyone is welcome to attend and vote for your favorite chili. It's the third annual Coleman EMS 911 Chili Cook-Off, benefiting Saving Forgotten Warriors, Saturday, February 10th from 11 until 4. To register or for more information, call 256-595-4135. 256-595-4135. Don't miss the third annual Coleman EMS 911 Chili Cook-Off benefiting Saving Forgotten Warriors, Saturday, February 10th from 11 until 4. Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Live 95 is Coleman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers, Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Thank you so much for coming back. We really appreciate you tuning in. This is, we like to think of it as Coleman's Healthy Half Hour, where we spread health and hope and a solution. It's not just a quick fix. We feel like we offer a life fix. And is that someone calling in? If you happen to be struggling with, you name it, you can give us a call, And if you do want to call in tonight, you're welcome to do that too. 256-737-9505. So I'm here with Sarah Brickle, and we are just talking about her fantastic health transformation. And Sarah has quite a bit of very fascinating training. And one of the things that I would like us to touch on tonight is just the, I mean, because sometimes I think we can feel kind of crazy because we can't stop eating particular things. Mm-hmm. And so I'd like to touch on the addictive nature of some of the choices available today.
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I feel fine because I'm not addicted to it. One of the most addictive things that we can put in our body is sugar. And high fructose corn syrup is one of the worst addictive forms of sugar that we can put in our bodies. And it's amazingly in things that you don't even realize that it's in, and things that are savory, not necessarily sweet. And there's plenty of studies that show that sugar is as addictive as cocaine, which means that you now become the slave to those addictions, and your behavior and your thought processes are driven by that addiction to sugar. And that's where a lot of the cravings come in. And you'll start to crave things that you don't even realize have high fructose corn syrup. And I would encourage everybody to kind of start looking at your labels and look for that. Look for the sugar content, but also look for the high fructose corn syrup because it is incredibly addictive.
Yeah. And I know, too, just after learning some of the things I've learned, sometimes people are even, I mean, they just have a real sugar sensitivity. And even things like fruit can also kick up those cravings and things like that. That's one of the things that we end up learning in our program as we go through the weight loss phase, and then we transition and we're able to add back in some of those foods that we've parked for a while, some of those more high glycemic choices. But we learn to add them back in a smarter manner. Mm-hmm. So we're pairing things that might be more high glycemic, high carbohydrate with the protein.
Yeah.
So maybe like a banana with, maybe like a banana with some Greek yogurt or something like that to keep that balance.
Well, part of, you know, addiction is not just necessarily the physical part of the addiction, but it's the habitual part, the behavior part. And you could cleanse your body of, you know, I'll call sugar toxins if you'll allow me to. But you can cleanse your body of all those sugars. But if your habits and your behaviors are still that addictive behavior, that's where the biggest challenge is going to come in. So it's kind of twofold. You have to first get off the sugar, get off the substance that you're addicted to, but you also have to change your behaviors. You have to choose different things to substitute, if you will, those habits. And find healthy behaviors that work for you.
Yeah, and that's going to be key. It's not like you want to get off sugar and substitute cigarettes or something like that.
Because even I've gotten off sugar and thought, okay, I'm good. And then I would try to add, you know, back, you know, some healthy forms of sugar like a fruit or whatever. And then, you know, that addictive behavior would start kicking in. And I would have to check myself and go, wait a minute, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then I'd have to, you know, detox again and reset and really focus on, okay, what are the behavioral parts of this that I need to change for myself so that when I do add back in those healthy forms of sugar like fruit, what can I do to make sure that I don't fall into those old habits that kept me unhealthy?
Yeah, that's a great point, and it's very true. It is. One of the things that I read today, it's just maddening. But it talked about how is water popular? It was a question. Is water popular? And it said water is second to soda.
Wow. Okay.
Is that wild to think of it that way? I mean, really, like, water is pretty much kind of like life, like air, like breathing. But
since
it's second to soda.
How much water is in soda?
Not enough, Jay, to counteract the trash.
Yeah.
the trash in the
soda.
Well,
when you think about soda, it's, you know, and you talk about addictive behavior and addictive substances.
We're going to talk.
You know, not only do you have the sugar problem, but you also have the caffeine problem. You know, and a lot of people don't realize that they are you're a slave to it.
Yeah.
Oh, as I get older, yeah.
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 Drink a soda at 7 o'clock, you're wide awake at 3 in the morning.
Woo. Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, and this is something I didn't know until Dr. Anderson came into my life, is that the sugar can be broken down in pretty much every cell of our body, but the liver takes the brunt of the high fructose corn syrup, and that's the only place it can break it down.
Which is what makes it so addictive.
Yeah. And then, you know, then now we have that whole onset going on of the fatty liver disease without people that never even drank before.
Right.
And so it is. It's just such a vicious cycle that we live in. Mm-hmm. And I just am, I'm so grateful that we have found this path and feel like forever I'll be on the fighting side of it.
Absolutely.
And it just is a great place to be.
Yeah. This conversation kind of reminds me of the Awkward Yeti. I saw a cartoon where the tongue and the tongue was fighting with the heart, I think, wanting salty, then sweet, and the stomach walks over to the brain and says, are you going to let them continue to do this? And the brain's surrounded by dopamine going, huh? You know, and that's just, it was a perfect illustration of how that addiction works when it comes to sugar and high fructose corn syrup and, you know.
And the salt. You know what? I
haven't
thought about that in a long time, but that used to be how I used to run with food and the whole binging and all that stuff. It's like this pendulum was real sweet and then real salty. Mm-hmm. You know, it was all the time going back and forth like that. It's so nice to have that pendulum just kind of like, kind of neutral, kind of feeling good.
Because when you're on that pendulum, the brain's going, heck yeah, dopamine, what's up?
Yeah.
You know, but finding, you know, that balance and not being dependent on or being a slave to those addictions, it's such a freeing situation. You don't have to worry about, you know, swinging on that pendulum. And, then, you know, I know for me, when I would go through those binges, I would feel so horrible, not just mentally and emotionally, but physically.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't even imagine what I did to my body.
But, you know, the addictive mind doesn't, you know, you have these moments of clarity where you're like, oh, this is awful. Why am I doing this to myself? And then, you know, the addictive mind kicks in. The brain wants more dopamine. And you're like, I don't care. I'm going to go eat some more sugar and salt, you know.
Yeah.
And drink some sodas or whatever your, you know, food of choice or drink of choice is.
Drug of choice.
Right. Your drug of choice. Because essentially that's what it is. It's a drug of choice.
Yeah.
And it becomes a really vicious cycle.
So I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I want you to think of like one of your favorite things that used to be your go-to, like, and how good it was.
My go-tos were ice cream and pizza.
Okay. So I want you to think of that. Okay. And think of that, you know, how great that was. Now I want to ask you to compare that to something. I want you to compare that to hiking Chimney Top and making it to the top. Is there even a comparison?
No, absolutely not. Being able, when I came down, you know, when I made the top, I was excited and thrilled and happy. And I, you know, made the whole family get together and let's take a picture. But it was just the sheer joy, just this pure joy of being a part of something that I had for so long, a decade, not been a part of, missing out on those experiences, you know, because let's face it, life is about experiences. And I was missing that with my family. I was missing that with my son, with my husband. I was missing that.
Yeah.
And to be able to be a part of life again with them and experience life with them again, I mean, no.
No. So no. Great. Thank you so much for joining us tonight and sharing your inspiration and your knowledge, and you're just beautiful. And I just appreciate you being in my life. And I look forward to seeing how we're going to rock out February because we're going hardcore. We're in it to win it. Woo! Yes. And we invite anybody along. Come join us. Come join our healthy tribe. We dine out, we eat healthy. We hang out, we eat healthy. We're walking the talk, and that's what I love. So the more, the merrier. So we really appreciate you tuning in. And everybody have a healthy week. Make healthy choices. Stay tuned for the Big D Radio Show. They're up next. And you're listening to Coleman's awesome independent radio station, Live 95. Have a great week.